You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. With just a few days left before Christmas, the frenzy of shoppers on the streets of Manhattan is reaching its yearly crescendo. And it's not just at the usual stores along Fifth Avenue or in Soho. As WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports, museum gift shops are as much a part of the action as any major retailer.
Four ladies from out of town were in New York the other day to shop.
We're from Pennsylvania, over by Doylestown.
Carol Mace comes to New York every December with her friends. 6 years ago, they discovered the Metropolitan Museum store at Rockefeller Center.
We were visiting the tree, and then we were just perusing the stores nearby, but this became one of our automatic stops.
I like the fact that it's so eclectic.
This is Nan Garvey.
What do you have in that little red bag today?
I have coasters. I needed just small gifts, and I like to support the museum, so...
Inside the store, there are so many shoppers, it's sometimes hard to maneuver. In the last fiscal year, the Metropolitan Museum store grossed $68 million, twice what the museum made from ticket sales. Merchandising revenues are double admissions at the Museum of Modern Art as well, though net profits from both stores are far less and a pretty small slice of the overall budget. Museum consultant Rina Zurofsky says the rather quaint little museum shop of yesteryear, with a tiny selection and staffed by volunteers, has been dying a long, slow death.
The biggest trend, and it's been going on for some time, is just really considering it as a business.
Zurofsky says museums woke up to the power of retail when the Met showed the treasures from the tomb of Tutankhamun in 1979.
People love ancient Egypt-related merchandise, and Tutankhamun in particular was a very beautiful show full of fabulous things made out of gold. And the Met worked for, two or three years making all the products that would go with that exhibit.
Today, Zurofsky says, many institutions hire professional retailers, and they go all out to get your attention at Christmas time. MoMA has a pop-up booth at Grand Central. The Bronx Zoo is selling plush toys inside FAO Schwartz. Gigi Loizzo runs the gift shop at the International Center of Photography in Midtown.
It's as important as any other store. You bring in half of what you earn, usually in the fourth quarter.
Loizzo says buying inventory is more work than it used to be. Book sales are down, so each season she has to find a hit, some beguiling object, preferably low-priced. This year, it's a T-shirt designed by her retail manager.
They're right here. We have two versions. One.
It's the famous I Love New York tourism logo by Milton Glaser, but with a camera where you'd expect a heart. So it reads,
I photograph New York. And then
available in black and red on white or gray on black.
And they're both doing really, really, really well as the tote bags that match.
So museums, these temples of untouchable treasures, now include the most fabulous retail shrines where you can buy anything on the shelves. Loizzo says having the object in your home deepens the relationship.
Where'd you get it? Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Go to the ICP store.
Back at Rockefeller Center, the ladies from Doylestown are considering their next moves.
Lisa and I are talking about going to the museum and not just shop. It's a little bit far north.
The irony of this does not escape Alice Chalet.
Oh, gosh, it was years that I was actually at the museum.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.